Over 30 Minnesota authors gathered recently at the 31st Annual Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. This festival draws crowds of artists, visitors, and people from the community together, along with writers and book lovers. On this edition of What We're Reading, we continue our special series of lightning talks with these authors. Here in part two, we'll hear about children's books, political thrillers, historical fiction, and mystery thrillers from our group of writers, including Rhonda Berkeley, Richard Sherry, Margaret A. Blankish, Jonathan Sweet, Jody Lee Murray, and Naomi Phillips. Minnesota is truly a state rich in literature and storytelling.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Berkeley, and I'm from Glencoe, Minnesota. My latest book that just was published 2 weeks ago is Wolfie's Camping Trip. My books are a series of children's books all about my daughter. They're based on my daughter and her favorite stuffed animal in the world she's had since she was two, a little stuffed wolf. And she's 28 today, and she still won't go anywhere without him. It's just awesome, which makes for really good material for my books. Let's see. I love writing because I just love everything about writing and reading. I've had my nose in a book since I was a wee tot, and I used to correct my mom when she would read me at night in bed, and she's like, oh boy. But the love of writing and books, and I love bringing the arts to children, and especially in rural Minnesota where I'm from.
Hi, my name is Richard Sherry. I go by Rich. I'm from Pelican Lake and also from the Twin Cities. My newest book is a political thriller called Thursday, Far to Go. It's in a series called the Maker Mischief series. The entire series is about how a retired political science professor decides he's going to put all the emails and sort of backroom deals on the table for everybody in public. So the first book, A Month of Sundays, shows how he does that. And now we're several years into this, and he's dealing with a presidency that's going slightly askew. I enjoy writing. I think I got motivated to write in the first place because you look around and you see, well, I could tell a story about this and maybe help people see something new and different. My very first book was a memoir about caring for my wife during her decline from dementia that eventually led to her death. That book's called The Long Run, and The Long Run is about how you be faithful, how you be helpful, how you be caring and loving over years when things are really hard.
My name is Margaret A. Blankish. I'm from South St. Paul, Minnesota. And my latest book, which is not published yet, is called Christmas in Belchester. It's the third book in the Dr. M. E. Senti series. They all take place in 1959, England, and they're historical fiction with a little romance. It's always a mystery to solve. And they're just fun reads, and they're clean books, and so people just enjoy them. They're books that you can take to the lake, or you can take on vacation, and they're just escapist literature. So they're a lot of fun to write, and people tell me they're a lot of fun to read. And so why I like writing is that, I think it's a great way to use your mind, especially for me when I'm retired. And so it's been a wonderful second career. I've met lots of wonderful people, lots of authors, lots of readers, and it's just been fun to interact with them. And you learn so much about everybody, and who knows, something they say might end up in a book. So there you go.
This is What We're Reading, and you're hearing our lightning talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. Here are a few more authors.
My name is Jonathan Sweet. I'm from Chaska, Minnesota. And my latest book is Lincoln's Avenger, which tells the story of the Hinckley Fire and the presence there of Boston Corbett, the man who shot John Wilkes Booth. It's a mystery thriller set it during the Hinckley Fire and really tells the story of what happens when Corbett sees who he thinks is John Wilkes Booth and what happens leading up to the fire and then the investigation after the fire. I've always enjoyed reading from as long as I can remember. Apparently when I was a kid, I'd take the comics and make up my own stories to go along with them, because even before I could read. and that just led to writing. I love writing about history, and most of my stories are historic thrillers that take place mostly in Minnesota, so it really follows that kind of line.
My name is Jody Lee Murray. I'm from Luck, Wisconsin. I just moved there last year from Buffalo, Minnesota. My newest book is The Pirate's Daughter that was published May 1st of this year. My next one's coming out next year, or this fall, I should say. The Pirate's Daughter is about a girl that goes on an adventure. She's trying to do things for her dad on from land and runs into one of his rivals. I love to write books, read, but I've been reading and writing since I was really young, and the stories just turned longer and longer. So I just love going into different worlds, and I love bringing those worlds to readers.
I'm Naomi Phillips, and I winter in Hawaii and spend the other three seasons in Minnesota. My latest book is called A Midwife's Journey. It's historical fiction based on, actually inspired by my great-grandmother's life. She was a midwife, but I knew very little about her, so I did a lot of research into the Mennonite culture and into the midwife culture, and it's the story of settling in. First, they came from what is now the Ukraine in the late 1800s and settled in Mountain Lake, Minnesota, and then homesteaded in North Dakota. So I have her journey from the Ukraine to Minnesota to North Dakota. So it's a pioneer woman's story, but a different one in that she was a midwife. So it's two cultures. Writing's very fulfilling, and I wrote in my professional life, but then when I retired, I started writing fiction, some nonfiction, some poetry, and it's just a very fulfilling occupation. Personally, whether you sell or other people read it or not, it's very self-fulfilling.
That was part two of our lightning talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. We'll hear from more Minnesota authors next week. For What We're Reading, I'm Tammy Bobrowski.